Good morning, everyone. This is your morning daily inspirational. May you be blessed this morning and take the Lord and His faith today for your life. May you walk by faith, not only by sight. As I was reading this morning, I wanted to share with you just a few words and whatever you may glean from them. May God be praised. I will read from John 8, verses 31 on. I was talking about being the true children of Abraham, and we're in a setting here where it was most important of where you came from and who your ancestors were, and they were following the teachings they thought that were from of old, and yet it seemed as if they had an issue with understanding. And there's a lot of times, even today, it's this way. People are depending on things they have heard, passed down from others, maybe for generations. And they kind of dive into it and maybe don't thoroughly look. May God help us to see with our eyes and live in such a way that we have ability to walk the whole perspective. God sent His Son to teach, live, and show the way. The true ways of Abraham. Abraham believed the things that God told him. And yeah, he struggled too. He used human wisdom at times. But when God corrected that, he still heard him, and he walked with God in that way. And the promise was to Abraham and his seed. And the Jews were well aware of this, that there was a promise given to the father of faith, that his seed, his descendants would be the heirs of promise. And yet they did not realize that this was a seed of faith, and not just about the genealogy, but the seed of faith of believing and walking with God. So let's read here this morning on John 8, verse 31. And Jesus said to those which believed on him, "If you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed." The difference between a student and a disciple is a student wants to know what his master teaches, and a disciple wants to be what his master is. And Jesus said in verse 32, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's seed, and we were never a slave to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free?" And Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abides not in the house forever, but the Son abides forever. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be a free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my father, and you do that which you have seen with your father. Then they answered and said to him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said this. Now get this. If you were Abraham's children, then you would do the works of Abraham. You do the deeds of your father. And then they said unto him, no, and they were spiteful. They said, we be not born of fornication. Uh-oh. They used this knowledge of Jesus not having a father or not having been married, Joseph not having been married when she got pregnant. And they knew the story still. They said, we have one Father, even God. Jesus said unto them, if God were your Father, then you would love me, because I came out from him. You know, that's still true today. If God is your Father, you'll love him. He said, because I proceeded forth and came from God, neither came I of myself, but he that sent me. Why don't you understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. You are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Which of you convinceth me of sin? And I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's words, and ye therefore hear them not, because you are not of God. Then answered the Jews and said to him, say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil? Jesus said, I have not a devil, but I honor my father, and you do dishonor me. And I seek not mine own glory. There is one that seeketh and judgeth. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Then they laughed in their minds. They said, now we know you have a devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets. And thou sayest, the prophets, and thou sayest, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Are you greater then the father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets, which are dead? Who do you think you are? Jesus said, if I honor my father or myself, my honor is nothing. It is my father that honors me, of whom you say that he is your God. Yet you have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say I know him not, then I would be a liar like you. But I do know him, and keep his saying. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, thou art not 50 years old, and thou hast seen Abraham. Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Then took they up stone to cast at him, but Jesus hid himself and went into the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. This morning, as you heard these words, and I'm not sure who all listen here, how many of you actually see or want to see or have been blinded by many things all their life. The oldest story in the world, Father Abraham, many Jews, many Islamic people, and the Christian people all anchor themselves back to Abraham, the promise that God gave Abraham. Yet, it seems as if, as hard as there's trying to be a connection, the distance just gets further from truth. Walking by faith, not by sight. Obedient to the Lord, because we know that in the end it will work out. In the end, God's peace rests upon the blessing. Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life, the Son of the Father, whom Abraham listened to, able to make you be filled with joy and peace, to give you direction in your life. May the peace of God rule in your heart today. May you truly be children of Abraham, followers of Jesus. That the Father has dominion in your life. To where we will listen. What good is a child who will not listen? Obedience brings blessings, as I tell my children. Disobedience will surely bring a curse at some point. Like Abraham, believed God, and God helped him, and Abraham followed. So let it be with us today. Let the glory of his name give us power, hope, answers for our questions. May God bless your day. May you remember, as Abraham followed, so must we follow. Some things are unseen, but yet so thoroughly right, that God will direct your path. He will shed the light on your path. May God bless you.